At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. You know how we do it. Steve Merrill's going to step up, and then we'll talk baseball and basketball with Steve. Andrew McInnes will join us. We'll talk pucks with McInnes, although I know that he had a baseball winner this evening with the Atlanta Braves. Keith Smith will join us from Yahoo Sports NBA. We'll step onto the hardwood. Countdown of the playoffs is on, and I think we're 2 weeks away from the start of the play-in tournament. So, in other words, we're 2 weeks away from the start of the playoffs. All hell's been breaking loose. Speaking of the playoffs, the National Hockey League playoffs, they're around the corner as well. And, it's take no prisoners. They're playing prison yard rules right now in the National Hockey League. So, of course, everybody was up in arms last night about Tom Wilson roughhousing a couple of New York Rangers. And the Rangers are in a panic. The Rangers have filed an official complaint with the National Hockey League. Tom Wilson, listen, the league came down pretty hard on Wilson. They fined him $5,000. I've lost more than that playing blackjack before. So Tom Wilson, to the average person, the average person, the average medium is like $41,000, I guess. Is it 38 or 41, whatever? So anyways, it's basically like getting fined $62, what he did. The New York Rangers had a press release that we're all waiting right now for the Philadelphia Flyers press release right now. As Sidney Crosby, that's right, Sid the Kid. Sidney Crosby just tried to do the same thing to somebody tonight. All right? He was rolling around and wrestling in a corner with the dude on the Flyers, and they sort of got up, but Crosby, like, totally, you can see, and say whatever, you can see, plain as day, Crosby tried to flip him down and, like, slam him face first into the ice, and he couldn't do it. Buddy on the Flyers was strong. He sort of fought back. Sort of, it was almost like one of those National Geographic things in the water. It's like two animals, it's like, you know what I mean? And then you see Crosby after. Crosby's a mean son of a bitch, all right? You see Crosby after, deliberately trying to stuff the guy's face into the ice, all right? Not the sand, not a pillow, the ice. Welcome to the big leagues. The playoffs are around the corner. If you don't want it, get the hell out of the way. You notice all the Flyers, who are the Rangers? That's why you guys aren't going to be playing hockey next week. Bring it.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
Go ahead, kick the tires. Ouch! You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
We're always here.
24 hours a day,
7 days a week.
So you don't have to mark your calendar or anything.
What do you got going on anyway? That's what we thought.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Halfback passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Halfback passes to center, back to wing, back to center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM Channel 204. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. We'll bring in our guests. Normally, Merrill joins us right about now or in a couple of minutes, but we've got a caller who's not really a late night guy. He used to call us every morning. But now that we're on in a late night hours, this man is a humanitarian. He works at a senior home. So he wakes up early. And in fact, I'm curious to know what's for lunch tomorrow at the home. Or maybe Bob from Vermont has the day off. Bob from Vermont. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, Gabe? It's been a long time, my pal.
Yeah, it's been too long. People were asking about you the other day. It's great timing. People were just wondering, where's Bob? When's Bob going to call in again?
Oh, really?
So it's good. How you been, Bob? You all right?
Yeah, I have the day off today. I got to bring my daughter to school today.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. You're Yankees. I figured that's why you're calling. You got payback against those bastards from Houston.
Yes, they look good against Houston, yes. Oh, look who's in there, look who's in the chat. Lisa, woohoo!
You want to call your shot with Lisa right now, Bob? You want to propose to her? You want to call your shot? Yeah?
Call my shot what?
Yeah, I don't know. You want to ask her out?
Oh, I wish she, I don't know if she's single. Oh, she's so pretty. Giants are good on the draft, right?
Yeah, I like the Ogilary pick that the Giants got. I don't know. We'll see about Tony. We'll see about the wide receiver. But I like Ogilary. I thought that was a steal. But you know what, Bob? I'm high on the Giants. I like what the Giants are doing, Bob.
I do, too. I like the way they let the Eagles move up. And we got an extra picks from next year.
People are wondering, are you on that Vermont Kush tonight?
No, I was on it on Sunday. No.
Oh, just Sundays. Just Sundays.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Remember that funny guy that used to be on your show, the other show?
Which funny guy? I don't know, Bob. It's kind of a...
He used to be the news guy.
I don't know. We had a lot of different news guys. You got to be more vague. You're too vague. You got to be more specific.
Then he was crazy. He always sat in the seat next to you. Remember he did the news?
Oh, Sean?
No, the other guy, the tall guy. He moved away.
I don't know, Bob.
Oh, I think he went to Philadelphia. All right.
Oh, Bones? Yeah, Bones. Bones. Yeah, Bones from Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's the name. Bones. Yeah, he's a funny guy. Yeah. And how's your best friend, Bob, with the red hair?
Yeah, Cam's good. Well, I'll say hi. But listen, Bob, we don't want to run you, but we do have a guest. We're just being nice to get you on before
Merrill,
a guest.
Right? You got Merrill,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Steve Merrill. Yeah, Steve Merrill from the A-Team.
He's cool. Tell him I said hi.
But I'll tell you what, Bob. All right. I like your New York Giants, and I'll tell you what. Well, next this season, we'll all go to a game. All right, we'll see if we can track Corey Parsons down.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll all go to a Giants game.
Yes, I'll be down there.
All right. So listen, Bob, don't be a stranger. Call us later in the week if you want, all right? Or call us next week. Call us whenever you want, Bob.
Okay,
Bob. Good to hear from you, Bob. So, Bob in Vermont. Spring Steve, Maryland. As you can see, Steve, we couldn't leave Bob in Vermont hanging. You know, he's royalty. Bob in Vermont is royalty. And just for the record, Bob in Vermont, he used to call us every morning in New York. He was he's a caller of the WFAN. So the fan in New York City, Bob. Big being a New York fan, New Yorker, but he's in Vermont now. And so he used to call Craig Carton all the time. And then we inherited Bob from Craig Carton. So and then the tradition is continuing. When we took over for Craig Carton, we inherited like Bob. So we got Bob from Vermont as part of the deal. And of course, now Carton is back on WFAN. I know that Bob calls him. And but it's good to hear Bob shoot us a call. And he didn't know what call his shot meant. I was trying to be hip and stuff. I never really used that term, but that's what the kids say. Like, if you want to, you want to ask somebody out, Steve, you call your shot now. That's what they say. It's sort of like betting. You call, I'm going to call your shot. Bob's a little old. He didn't get that. But nice to see Sooner Lisa in Oklahoma. So how you doing tonight, Steve?
Good. I was going to say, I kind of thought what you meant by that as well, but I was assuming it was the Babe Ruth reference when he called his shot on the home run.
Yeah,
I guess that is
that's
kind
probably
of
where they got
from.
It.
Yeah, well,
that's
who
probably
knows?
Where they got it.
I doubt many of them know that's where it came from. That might be who the first person that started it, but I bet 9 out of 10 don't know it now. But yeah, I kind of got the references from that, though, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I tweeted a picture of Babe Ruth last week, and he wasn't as fat as people made him out to be. Like the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I don't know, John Goodman.
Too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he was a great pitcher, too, Steve, right?
Good
like,
pitcher.
Stop by accident.
Maybe a Hall of Fame pitcher. Might have been a Hall of Fame pitcher if he kept pitching.
Yeah, won 20-plus games or whatever. You look up, like, the guy was a badass pitcher, too, guys. Like, so, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, because John Goodman plays you in a movie doesn't mean you're really fat in real life. You know, like, I don't know, you see pictures. Yeah, when he was older and stuff, he put on some weight. But, like, I tweeted a picture of him. It was from 1927. Or it was 1933, I think. 27 or 33, whatever. And whatever, bad with years. And the middle of the Depression, I guess. And like I pointed out, I said, look, he's not fat. Like, he's not. Like, people, I don't know. And I'm not some Babe Ruth, like, I'm not like Babe Ruth's biggest fan where I'm like getting defensive about it. But I just sort of pointed it out that he wasn't. So speaking of Babe Ruth, the Yankees victorious tonight. First time, Steve, they didn't get to play Houston last year. And I'm not going to lie. I swung for the fences tonight by taking the Astros. Listen, the Astros were 5-1 with Greinke on the hill this year. I like Greinke. He's solid. They were in the game. It was 3-3. It is what it is. It got away from them. But, you know, they were underdogs. And I sort of find that Houston sort of thrive on the hate. So I thought that Houston would show up tonight. But the thing is, we'll give credit to the Yankees, Steve. They're actually 9-3 now in their last 12 games.
Yeah, and I actually, Teddy Covers used that as his big game breakdown today on Wager Talk today. And then I did the baseball show right afterwards, and we talked about this game as well. And I gave out the Yankees on the show. Also gave out the A's on the show. But, of course, for my clients, I use Minnesota, who blows a 3-1 lead in the ninth inning tonight and loses an extra. So just kind of how it went tonight.
It's a cold world.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, I talk about catching that falling knife, Gabe, and, you know, I kept saying I had to wait to see the Yankees do something. And I feel like over the past week they have started to turn things around. So I'm cautiously catching that falling knife now, and I think their pitching's been great all year. It's just been the inconsistent offense. But if you look over the last – 5 or 6 games, they've had several good offensive outputs. And of course, tonight, you know, it's not just about runs. You know, it's more than just runs, but tonight they had the 7 runs on 9 hits. They are hitting the ball now.
Yeah, that starting pitching's been better too, Steve, as you mentioned. The bullpen's always good with the Yankees, but the starting pitching has been better. And, you know, It was one of those deals where it's like, all right, they beat up on Baltimore. They beat Baltimore bad.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Beat Detroit, but let's see if we beat a better team, and they did tonight. Bring it!
Remember the good old days before you found us, got the winning edge, and started winning?
Neither do we.
Thank God.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you're sick, you call a doctor. When your pipes break, you call a plumber. And when you're ready to win,
you keep it right here.
For sports gaming strategies and information, experts.
It's a thing.
The home of the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
The late night anger management class. How does your team look? Mostly Venezuelan. All right, you better suspend him. He'd be taking out Sparky Anderson's bullpen. WKRP, Steve. You're in the bullpen with Sparky Anderson. Great name for a show. Huh? You're in the bullpen with Sparky Anderson. And he had the British guy on the indoor soccer team. And how does your team look this year? Mostly Venezuelan. And I bring this up. I bring this up, guys. And this is the best. And I ask people on Twitter. And I will get Matias's take on this. I don't know, it's social issue Tuesday, but Steve, so this is what happened in soccer. I know you're not a soccer guy today, but so today it was the Champions League, which is a big, big deal, right? So it's basically one of the biggest tournaments in the world. Champions League, you know, 2 billion people watching or whatever. And it's Paris Saint-Germain, PSG from Paris versus Manchester City. And CBS Sports announcer, who's whatever, he's actually, it's England, but it's on CBS Sports, Jim Beglin. So Di Maria got kicked out of the game today. All right, so Di Maria got kicked out. And all the guy said, he said the red card was due to that Latino temperament. Like, basically, Di Maria started flipping out in the scrum, all right? And he's pushing people and, like, whatever. And he's, like, whatever. He's a hothead. And as he's leaving the pitch, Beglin says, well, it's due to his Latino. It was that Latino temperament that got him. And he's had to, like, long apology. I apologize for my culturally insensitive remarks during the Champions League tie between I like how he said it was a tie. Like, what's that to do with him? A tie. Ronald used a racial stereotype. This was inappropriate and unacceptable. Words have a strong impact, and I fully understand the severity of what I said. When Maria was sent off, I will learn from this and it'll be better moving forward. I see Grant Wall of Sports Illustrated says, so what happens now? Is there more action to take? Like, more action to take. Like, so I asked people on Twitter, I said, so for those of you that are Latino, are you offended by this? And I'm not saying I got hundreds of responses, but no. And what's crazy is, and here's from a Poppy Suarez. He goes, not even a little, LOL. Snowflakes can't exist in the Latin climate. Look what he said. Yeah, like, I don't know. Is it breaking news that Latino people are passionate? I'm from Quebec. We're nut jobs. We're hotheads. We tried to break away from a country, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get offended. It's like the episode of Seinfeld when Jerry said, you know, if somebody asked me what direction Israel is, I don't call him an anti-Semite. Right? Because he asked the Chinese postman he asked an Asian postman where the local Chinese restaurant was in an episode. And the guy said, oh, why are you asking me? Because I must know. I know where all the... And he said, I'm asking you because you're a postman. He goes, you know the neighborhood, right? And then he says, that's the line. He goes, you know, if somebody asks me where Israel is, which direction Israel is, I don't call them anti-Semite. And honestly, and Matthias, aren't you Argentinian, Matthias? Don't you
I
have
am.
Some Argentinian in you? All right, so you're Argentinian. Yep, De Maria's Argentinian. Are you offended by this comment?
Not at all. It's more like a compliment if you ask me, man.
It is.
The history behind it.
It is a compliment. Oh, shocker. Mexican soap operas are more passionate and there's more sex than American ones. Ooh, is that offensive? like, dude, Mediterranean blood, European blood, it's Latino blood. It's the, you know what I mean? People in France are nut jobs, Steve. Look, they shut down the streets every day protesting things. It's not offensive to say they have a temperament. Am I going to go down in flames now? But Matthias is Argentinian, so I'm protected fully right now. But I've got, like I said, I'm on Twitter and I looked at a bunch of different things, Steve, and I don't see anyone Hispanic pissed off about this. It's all white guys in the soccer world that are upset.
Well, let's take it back to the Red Hogs. I think there's maybe one Indian tribe that's upset about Redskins in the last 70 years, right? I mean, in Florida State, the Seminoles they get a couple million a year, and they love the nickname Seminoles down there. So, yeah, it's all relative. You ever notice it's always like other ethnic groups and other classes saying racism and saying that side should be offended when they're usually not offended? It'd be like saying an Italian temper, right? I don't think anybody would think twice about that.
No!
I mean, I didn't even think about it. I mean, politically, it's definitely politically incorrect.
Well,
let me ask you this, Steve. I wouldn't have said it, but it doesn't bother me.
Have you ever seen a hot woman that's an anti-porn crusader?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there as an example. As an analogy, it's terrible. I don't agree. It's a terrible analogy. But
actually, I got a good analogy for you, Gabe. Have you ever seen a happy, pleasant, far-left, wokester, politically correct individual? I haven't. They're usually miserable people. I'm like anyone who's just... It's like, I don't care about that stuff. It's like more things in life to worry about. I mean, most people, they're just miserable. These people that nitpick all this stuff is just...
I mean, yeah, but that's not exclusive to the left, Steve. Like, did you pay attention on January 6th? Did you pay attention? Like, yeah. So, you're right, though. Everyone's miserable. You are correct about that. People spend their lives bitching about other things that are like irrelevant to their own lives, right? That don't change anything. But
libertarians are pretty happy people, though, Gabe, wouldn't you say? Of all the political classes or whatever you want to technicality you want to call them, I mean, I would say the libertarians are probably the easiest going of the groups because they want everyone to do their own damn thing.
Yeah, I don't blanket though people, Steve. I don't know. I mean, I can't judge who's happy and who isn't.
I'll judge everybody.
Yeah, you can go ahead, but I can't judge. I don't want to get in people's heads. I don't want to get in people's heads. But, you know, the whole thing is it diminishes real issues. That's my beef as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like the headline, like Sports Illustrated went with racist. Like they basically stated, you know, here it is. Jim Beglin apologizes for racist comment. It's like, it's a little harsh. Like, no. You could say, like you said, you could say, listen, it's a bad joke, bad analogy. Look, dude, I said on a basketball broadcast once in the ABA, it was just the ABA, but, you know, it was a real league, but whatever. It was like, there was no one in the stands, and like, it was just sort of a, you know, wasn't with Dr. J, I'll tell you that much. So, it was a rough game. And I said on the air, they're playing prison rules tonight. And the play-by-play guy got all mad at me during the break, right? Said, you can't say they're playing prison rules. That's, you can't say, you know, I said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm talking like they're playing street ball here. And I got into a big fight, like, during the break. We came back, and I told him, is this the ABA here? I said, you know, I said, what the hell do you think they're playing? You know, they're basically signing people in the parking lot before the games. But, you know, and we'll get back to this, Matthias, later. But as you stated, it's more of a compliment than anything. It means you're passionate, right? It's like, basically, it is what it is. But everything now, everything. And I get it, guys. Soccer's sensitive to this stuff. But I don't even know if DeMaria is upset about this. I like to see Matthias, look that up if you can. See, in the Argentinian media, if there's a big, I bet you they're laughing about it. Like, I bet you they're laughing that Buddy had to apologize and stuff. So, yeah, let me know what they're saying there. So, Steve, so Dodger backers aren't laughing right now. You talk about falling, catching a falling knife. That's what the Dodgers are right now. They're always favorites, and they're just not winning games right now. But when they do, they win by on the run line. But even that'll put you in the poorhouse right now. They're just struggling right now. They're not winning.
Yeah, but exactly right. I mean, they're that, like you said, they're that falling knife, though. I mean, we haven't seen it turn. And, you know, we've talked about the Yankees for a month now. There was no time to back them until the last week or so. And the Dodgers suffered, as you know, I mean, you're a Dodger fan. The May injury is going to be a big blow to them. I mean, that's probably their, number three guy, I guess you could say, overall. And I think they've got enough firepower to still get it done. I mean, the question becomes, how many times will they be an underdog this year? What I said of that, 2.5, which seems ridiculously low. But, you know, it's still matchup by matchup. They're pretty much favored against anybody still. But without May in the lineup there, you figure they're going to catch a DeGrom or somebody with a weaker starter and probably be a dog a little bit more now, maybe.
Yeah, at some point, they're going to, you know, listen, they're falling apart early. And this is a theme. And they can't blame, oh, the pandemic or it was shortened this. If anything, I swear that that their spring training is too long to begin with. The guys are screwing around for like 6 weeks there in Florida before the season even starts. And then they throw so much in the bullpens and then even the warm-up pitches. But basically, there's a theme here, guys. Look, Dustin May's done for the year. Kershaw left today in the first inning. God knows what's really up with that.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
See this, whenever an ace guy, a big time guy leaves early in a game, it's generally, oh yeah, something popped, right? And they just didn't realize it at the time. DeGrom scratched tonight. And like I said, DeGrom took a day off last week out of like fatigue. Bring it.
When you're a winner, you get good at spotting advantages.
Like us.
Sports gaming strategies and expert information.
The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's simple, really.
You have a choice.
Either listen to Sports Grid and get the winning edge,
or don't.
And get really good at explaining things to your increasingly impatient wife.
Happy wife, happy life, dude.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager?
Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
The late night anger management class. Well, it looks like the Toronto Raptors slim postseason chances take a hit this evening, but they do cover the number, getting double-digit points tonight. And if there was a game that I expected the Raptors to show up this evening, it would be against Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers. But the Washington Wizards right now, the Wizards, Steve, 13-3 in their last 16 basketball games. Their schedule has been pretty gratuitous, but at the same point in time, it just also means like it was a gauntlet earlier in the year, so it all evens out in the end. That's the thing with Washington. But Washington do have some quality wins along the way. Both Westbrook's on fire right now. Beal's a monster. Dangerous team, Washington. If the Raptors would have won tonight, because I wonder if, you know, I was like, man, can the Wizards really, like, keep this up down the stretch? It's hard to play at that pace, sort of like Utah did for this long. And amazingly enough, the Wizards and the Raptors were up next. Would have been massive for the Raptors if they could have beaten the Lakers and then the Clippers. They did cover the number, though, Steve, tonight, getting double digits.
Yeah, they've been on like an 80% run this year as a dog in that price range. They've been sub 500 every other subset, but that's been a good subset for them. You know, obviously that Laker game, we didn't know what to take away from that Sunday because the Lakers have just been a mess, you know, with LeBron back, without him. They're 0-2 with LeBron back, 1-0 without him since his return, the Lakers, that is. So, but yeah, Toronto's still playing hard. Wizards playing very hard. I mean, Washington has the best backcourt in the NBA right now between Bill and Westbrook. I mean, Westbrook is averaging a triple-double for the season. And I haven't been a big Westbrook fan for many years. He doesn't shoot the ball well. He barely hits 30% from beyond the arc. And but he does a lot of other things still. And if you take out his like kind of half season with Houston, he's averaged a triple-double like the last four other seasons now, including this year. So he's still a great player. Better than I've given him credit for. You know, that Houston run wasn't very good for him, but it looks like he's found a new life in D.C.
Well, at least you'll admit it, unlike many people. Yeah, but the thing is, so he's not a three-point shooter. He's also, how many point guards are getting, how many point guards are going to get you 21 rebounds? You know what I mean? Not a lot. Not a lot, right? And like you said, he's a walking triple-double. There's other guys that are contributing, too. Brooks is a good coach. They're dangerous. If they get into the playoffs, I'll tell you what, one thing with Washington, if they did get through the play-in tournament, which I think they would, you know, listen, the Pacers are terrible. And we just saw the Pacers get smoked by the Wizards. And the Pacers just have been unhealthy all year. They, you know, they can't get into a groove. I know they've won six of their last 10 games. And then you get... You look at Charlotte, Steve. Now Bridges is in COVID protocol for the next couple of weeks. I don't know what the deal, if he's really got it. I don't know. I saw that he's out, like they're saying, probably for like 14 days or something like that right now. So Charlotte are sort of shaky. Indiana are shaky. You know, two out of the four teams in the play-in tournament are going to get in, Steve. So I think the Wizards are going to get in. And then they could end up playing like Philadelphia or Brooklyn or something. And can you imagine Washington versus Brooklyn in the playoffs? We'd be taking these games to be getting into the 260s, 270s.
Yeah, and Brooklyn's right now at FanDuel, they're like 2-1 to win the whole thing. It's hard to imagine a team that, you know, gives up that many points can be the favorite. Also, I made a point earlier on the show today that I think they almost might be better off if James Harden doesn't come back. You know, we talk about Westbrook, but Harden's a guy that I still think has never, you know, won a big series. He was, you know, the kind of the first guy off the bench when Oklahoma City blew that 2-0 lead back about, you know, 8-9 years ago in the finals. And at Houston, he had some nice runs, but he's a defensive question mark come postseason. And then Kyrie Irving, you know, up and down. Durant's a superstar. I still think he's one of the best ever. But I still think Philly at like 5-1 to win the East right now, 12-1 to win the whole thing at FanDuel is where the value is if you're looking at the East. They're behind Milwaukee. I mean, look, I understand Brooklyn. You know, we haven't seen them yet with Steve Nash and company in the playoffs, and they are loaded. But we've seen Milwaukee the last few years. We've seen Milwaukee when they've been the best team in the regular season underperform. Now they're only third in the East, and you're going to take them ahead of the Sixers. So I'm definitely scratching Milwaukee off my list. And the one thing about the Philly Sixers as well is that Ben Simmons, great defensive player. They got Embiid, a basic MVP candidate in the middle. They've got the superstar. They got a good defender, which you need in the postseason. I think Philly's still a very underrated team. And as you know, Gabe, they're playing better on the road this year than they did last year.
I thought Philly were dangerous even before the year started. Like, their odds stuck out to me. It was like 34-1 or something like that. And I like Doc Rivers, but, you know, I think you're discounting Milwaukee a little bit too easily here. Look, I think what Milwaukee have done, and I think Harden, I'm not going to disagree as far as Harden. I think Brooklyn, they have issues, Steve, only because they never play together, right? That's the whole thing.
Right.
So, in theory, you know, they're good enough to pull it off because we see when they are together, they're pretty tough. It's a load to deal with. But it's very rare that they play together. I think they played how many games? Like 8 games, 9 games together? I remember it was 7, and then it was they came back, and then someone got hurt right away again. But Irving's a stud. Durant's a stud. And Harden's health has to be a factor. And you're right, Harden's not a great defender. He's played better with Brooklyn than he did with Houston. He's mailed it in less. I think, you know, they're sort of, they have a chip on their shoulder and like they're on a mission type thing. But I like Philadelphia, Steve, but I think you're discounting the Bucks a bit. I'm not saying there's great value with the Bucks at +330 right now. But I think the Bucks are more than capable of winning the Eastern Conference. Look, we just saw them beat the Nets back-to-back nights.
Yeah, no, I know. And I figured you're going to bring that up, actually. I was expecting you to say that. I mean, then again, they don't have Harden. But they do have the two most important players. And you got to wonder, is there enough? I guess they score enough. Maybe there are enough balls to go around for all three of them in the lineup because they are a high-scoring team.
They can't stop
very few
Giannis.
NBA championship. What's that?
Right? So they can't stop Giannis. Right, like the Brooklyn Nets, and that's their big issue. The thing is, they know it. They're going to get torched on the inside, but they want to just sort of outscore you and beat you on the perimeter. But, you know, as we see, a team like Milwaukee, who have a guy that can score on the inside and shoot a three, is a bad, like, it, as you know, Steve, it's all matchups, right? And I'm just saying, Milwaukee's not scared of the Brooklyn Nets. Right, like there, trust me, like this is a big confidence builder for them as well moving forward. They're on a freaking roll right now. And if they stay healthy, they're going to be dangerous, man. And even though Philadelphia, I love Doc Rivers, but you talk about shakiness and question marks about the Nets staying healthy. Can the Sixers stay healthy? Joel Embiid is great. I'm a fan of his. I think he's a great player, but is he going to stay healthy for like 3 straight playoff rounds through the grind of the playoffs? Ben Simmons has a hard time staying on the court. Ben Simmons can't shoot, right? So he's not Westbrook. So it's, you know, he's good. I get it, but Philly have a lot to prove. You know, Milwaukee have been closer, Steve. That's what I'm saying, you know, also. Like, to me, Milwaukee have been closer. They felt the pain in the playoffs. I think Milwaukee are due for a run. I've had my Milwaukee and Phoenix, bro, and everyone's discounted the Suns, but I know you just tweeted about the Suns. The Suns are for real, and I think the Bucks are too.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about the NBA playoffs, it's of all the sports, you very rarely see like the lower seeds or the upsets because it's a 7-game series, so it's not a one-and-done, one-off like the NCAA tournament or the NFL playoffs where, you know, hot 3-point shooting or 4 interceptions in one game can ruin you. And the other reason is, unlike baseball and hockey with 7-game series, a goaltender or pitcher can carry teams, you know, and make up for a weakness. The NBA, that doesn't happen. So, yeah, you're getting who's very close to being, actually, after tonight, Gabe, they're tied for the 1 seed right now. Phoenix is now tied with Utah, exactly 47-18. So we have Utah and Phoenix tied for the 1 seed, yet neither one of them's even in the top 2 of the Western Conference odds. They're both far down the list. In fact, the Suns are 7th overall to win the title right now. They're behind even Philly, even though they could be the 1 seed. So they're definitely live, and they're getting very little respect. Going back to Brooklyn, though, you talk about them being weak down low in the middle, Philadelphia and Embiid, you know, Giannis on Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not setting up well for Brooklyn either way, and they're -110 right now to win the East, only 2-1 to win the whole thing. I mean, no way I'm touching that. And I think Philly and Milwaukee could make a run. Milwaukee would be my other choice. I don't disagree. One thing I'll point out about the Bucks, though, very easy division. Every other team is 4 games or worse below 500, including the Pacers in that division. Milwaukee's gone 10-0 against their division this year. That means in all the other games they've played this season, Milwaukee is just 31-24 overall. So I'm not a believer in the Bucks, and I don't think they're as good this year as they've been in years past when they've underachieved in the postseason. But I don't disagree. I think Brooklyn's vastly overrated right now at even money or, you know, 2-1, whatever you're looking at.
No, I think Milwaukee are better. And I've seen Milwaukee up close. I saw them in person even when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. And they're actually, I think they're more dangerous now. It just never really hasn't really come together fully for them. And I think it's like a big picture thing with them, in which also, Steve, we see this often in sports. The Tampa Bay Lightning was a good, great example with teams that are like a ton of pressure on them. Like, dude, they were supposed to win the East the last 2 years, Steve. You know what I mean? Like they, you know what I mean? They were supposed to beat the Raptors. They had a 2-0 series lead in the series. They were actually up in game three. And the game went to double overtime. So, like, they were on the verge of going to the finals 2 years ago, and they screwed it up. And then last year, the wheels started to fall off right before the pandemic anyways. And then it was just a disaster for them in the bubble. Remember, Giannis got hurt. There was the protest stuff. Everything was just a circus around Milwaukee, and they got bounced. So this year, Steve, who's the pressure on now? Pressure's on Brooklyn. You know, there's a little pressure on Embiid a bit and Philadelphia, but there's not really pressure on Milwaukee now. Like, the Brooklyn Nets, they're the favorites to win the NBA championship. The Brooklyn Nets are the ones on the cover of all the magazines right now, and we'll get to that later, too. They were on the New Yorker. I'll tell you guys a funny story about that, about James Harden and his insanity, but... I'm with you. I'm not buying into the Brooklyn Nets, and I'm not discounting them, Steve, but I think it's insanity that it's plus 200. Like, they're far from being a lock to win this thing.
Yeah, and of course, you can't take the other side. I mean, there's a couple books maybe offshore that'll let you take, you know, maybe what, minus 400 on the no, minus 350 maybe. But yeah, there's no way I would play that 2-1. And some of that probably is because they got hit hard earlier in the season, you know, with some liability before the big trade, and they had to drop those odds fast. But yeah, their odds are not that good to win the whole thing. Talk about who's the pressure on. Probably not on Phoenix or Utah, right? I mean, I guess you could say maybe the Clippers or the Lakers. Clippers, I think, could be a little bit of a dark horse still. They fell apart last year, but they did have 3-1 lead in that series.
Clippers and Utah.
And they kind of. Yeah, Clippers, and I think Utah's expected to be there. Right, they're expected. The Suns definitely weren't expected to be there.
Like, if you look at Utah, they blew a 3-1 series lead last year. They were killing it this year. Like, if they fizzled out, it would be a big disappointment. Like, from what the expectations were to, like, what the end result is. We'll wrap up with Merrill on the other side.
Some artists work in clay, some in oils. We work in actionable insights and expert perspectives. But we just call it
The Winning Edge.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information,
you go to an expert.
Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before.
So when it comes to gaming,
odds,
and more,
you've come to the right place.
You're listening
to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. Craziness. We're 2 weeks away from the play-in tournament. So these odds, and I don't understand it. We talked about it the other night. How are the Lakers favored to win the Western Conference? Like, they might be in the play-in tournament. They probably won't be, but they could end up playing the Clippers in the first round. I think, Steve, the Clippers are the team to beat. It's 6-1. It's not like, hey, it's not 16-1. But I think the Clippers are the team to beat. I do buy into Phoenix. I think Phoenix have a good combination of youth and veteran presence with Chris Paul. And with Crowder, and like I think they They have enough vets and stuff that I don't think they're overwhelmed and intimidated. So I think Phoenix are dangerous for real, real. I'm not buying into the Lakers. I don't buy into the Nets. The Jazz have issues. The Bucks, I think, can get out of the East, but I don't think they would beat Kawhi and the Clippers. Same with the Sixers. So to me, you know, Steve, I think the Clippers are going to win the NBA championship. I'm not going to officially say this yet, but we better say it soon because the odds are going to be off. They're going to come down soon with the Clippers. I think that's the best value on the board. 6-1 with the Clippers, and I am buying into the Suns at 16 as well.
Yeah, my pick, as I said last week, would be Clippers 6-1, 76ers 12-1, and I agree with the Suns also at 16-1. Those are of the top seven odds there. Everybody else after that's like 36-1 or higher. But Phoenix and Philly right now are the one seeds. Phoenix is tied with Utah. I don't know what the tiebreaker would be on that. I think Utah might hold it. But Phoenix and Philly right now are technically one seeds, and we're getting them 6th and 7th overall in the odds. That's very unusual. So at 12-1 and 16-1, there's value. I do like the Clippers as well. And I don't disagree with the Bucks, but the Bucks are 7-1. I don't think they're twice as good as the Sixers right now, is what those odds are saying. You know, so there again, it's hard to say there's much value there at 7.5-1.
I get that. But it also makes you wonder that, like, what do they know? It's like, yeah, well, I think they understand,
the Sixers have it. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier. All right, thanks, Steve Merrill. We'll get you on Friday. The Late Night Anger Management Class.
Some artists work in clay, some in oils. We work in actionable insights and expert perspectives. But we just call it
the winning edge.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.